And we begin this edition of Ozarks at Large with an update on the expansion of Walton Arts Center. It was in 2008 that the venue first began the process of studying if and how to expand its facilities. Last year's initial plan included construction of a new 2,200-seat center in Bentonville and a new smaller venue in Fayetteville. Yesterday, an updated plan developed by the Schuler Shook Theater Planning Firm was released that has some modifications to that blueprint. Terry Trotter is the Chief Operating Officer at Walton Arts Center. She's with me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. Welcome back.
Thanks, Kyle. It's nice to be here.
Well, thank you. This new report confirms, first of all, the need for a new smaller venue in Fayetteville, about 600-700 seats?
Correct.
I guess the big change is that now the idea is the footprint might be on campus.
Well, that's correct. We went into the study because we really wanted to validate this concept that, you know, the 2008 study had put forward, which was two new venues, a 2,000-seat and a 600-seat. Subsequent to that, you know, the board had decided that it made the most sense to really separate those venues rather than, you know, not put them all in one place, but do the larger theater in Bentonville and the smaller theater in Fayetteville to go along with, you know, our current 1,200-seat theater. So that was really what we set out to look at. You know, does that make sense? Is the community need there? And then to dig a little deeper to say, what do those buildings really need to have in them? You know, it's fine to say a 600-seat theater right. or a 1,200-seat theater, but what are all the things that you need to go along with to make the buildings functional? So that's what the study did. What we were really excited about, you're right, there was a little bit of a change we didn't anticipate, which was the university's real interest in this project. I mean, we've been a partner with the university, you know, from the very beginning. So we were working with them. But what we discovered, and I think they discovered as we really went through the study and did some visioning about the building, is that mid-sized theater is going to be largely used by the university, particularly the music department.
The symphony orchestra, the wind orchestra.
Yes. And, I mean, not only what they're currently doing, but they, you know, the university has grown so substantially in the past 20 years, you know, just like Northwest Arkansas and some of the same issues that we face at Walton Arts Center with the growth. And, you know, they have a lot of vision for new programming and other things that they can do to grow their department. But they are challenged by the fact that it's difficult for students to access the facility, both because we have competing needs, mm-hmm. but also because it's too far away. The students can't get there between classes, so they can't do a rehearsal in there and things. So all of this sort of bubbled to the surface through the study, which of course was the purpose to really ascertain what are the issues, what are the needs. What we got very excited about was when the university and particularly the chancellor stood up and said, you know, this is really important you know, clearly the community needs it, clearly the university needs it, and we have great interest in seeing this happen to the point of we think we might be able to do it on our campus, which means that we get the venue, but the university would also take on, you know, the fundraising for that building, which what that does for us is allow us to sort of shift our focus and our resources to our current building. Because the other thing we learned in this study is there are really a lot of needs on the Walton Arts Center campus itself. You know, and we want to make sure that our building is really functioning as well as it can, as full as it can. Star Theater, which is a fantastic black box theater, honestly, is used for storage a lot of the time. Our consultant called it the most expensive storage closet he'd ever seen.
And would that be like storage if a Broadway show comes in and they've got things to...
That's absolutely right. So, you know, the theater wasn't, you know, we never intended to be doing, 20 years ago, the thought of us doing first run week-long Broadway tours wasn't in the sights. And so now, for instance, we've got Million Dollar Quartet in there. Star Theater is completely unavailable because it's there's storage in there, but it's also the wig and makeup area. We have to extend the backstage into that space so that the tours can function. And so, you know, it doesn't allow that theater to actually function as a theater. So between, you know, working on some storage so that we can free up Star Theater, get more performances and more activities and events in there, really open up the lobby. You know, both people have talked about curb appeal of Walton Arts Center. I mean, certainly that's something that would be great to address. But also just expanding that lobby, both for the comfort of patrons who are in there, as well as for, you know, special events and new activities that we can then bring into the building.
the Bentonville venue, trimmed by about a couple hundred seats in this revision?
Yeah, interestingly, the initial study called for 2,200 plus seats to be looked at. There was a lot of study that went into that seat count and really testing this idea of, you know, what is the need? What is the biggest event that people are going to want to put in there? And really, that came back that 2,000 seats will meet the needs. It'll meet some of the corporate needs in terms of meetings and events in there. It'll definitely meet the needs of Walton Arts Center. 2,000 is kind of considered a sweet spot. It's enough. It's enough seats that you can, you know, make the revenue you need to make for the big shows, but it's not too many that it really sacrifices the intimacy. So the study is suggesting 2,000 seats is a good number. The other thing is, you know, that's the most expensive room to build in your facility. So, you know, every seat you add, it significantly ups the cost. So for a lot of reasons, we don't want to go any bigger than we need to. I mean, you want it to be an intimate space. You want it to be a sustainable space. And you want it to be a cost-effective space. So we really wanted to test in this, what is that number? And they really feel, and I agree, that 2,000 is a great number.
With the plan, there was a chart of what the Walton Arts Center does as far as number of people in the year, how many elementary school students in the year, how many shows, and then what the projection would be 2012 if this plan comes to fruition. And in 2012, if this all happens, the money is raised and things are built, you'll have the 2,000-seat venue in Bentonville, the new smaller venue in Fayetteville, and then a sort of revised on Dixon Street facility?
Correct. Plus the amp.
Plus the amp. Well, let me ask you about that. How does that figure in, especially considering that we don't really know where the amp will be after the summer of 2012?
Right. You know, it's just it's incredible to kind of think about the vision for the future and just about, you know, the way the organization has grown, which is exciting just because of new audiences we're able to serve. I mean, that's one of the great things about the amp is it takes us into a little bit of a different a different audience base, a different type of entertainment, and something that's really been missing in this region. I think 2012, the summer 2012 is stacking up to be a great season at the AMP. We're really excited about the new fairgrounds location. And, you know, where things will go from there, we aren't sure, but I think that's fine. You know, this gives us a really good opportunity to test this season. We have an opportunity to renew that lease for another year. And honestly, the fairgrounds has said, we're really excited about this. If things go well.
So it may stay there.
Maybe. You know, we need to see how it goes.
You're continuing to look at other options?
We're continuing to look at various locations. But, you know, we're also thinking, you know, we're really going to test the water, see what it looks like. But ultimately, we do want to get to a larger permanent venue.
And how much money, then, are you thinking about now?
The study suggested we need about $20 million in renovations. So looking at that. And then in Bentonville, it's about $123 million building, but total project cost of about $160 million. So with an endowment that we'll need to support a new building, it's about a $200 million need.
Right. Terry Trotter is Chief Operating Officer at Walton Arts Center. Thank you for your time.
You bet. Thanks, Kyle.